This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, August 1st. Investors have turned against three of the largest U.S. crops, betting that timely rainfall will further increase supplies of corn, wheat, and soybeans. Hedge funds and other money managers are now holding a record wager on further declines for wheat. Sal Gilberti, president of Tucrium Trading, recommends taking a longer-term view of agricultural commodities through the use of his firm's exchange-traded products.
Long-term trends in corn, along with soybeans and wheat, are that usage continues to increase. It's primarily driven by population growth. Globally, the population expands by roughly 75 to 78 million people per year. That's the equivalent of the population of California doubling every year as new added population on the planet Earth.
Gilberti says in order to produce enough food for the growing population, additional arable land twice the size of Vermont will need to be farmed every year. Gilberti makes the case for corn.
Corn is in everything. If you go to fill up your SUV at a service station, you're going to use about a bushel of corn because of the ethanol content of that gasoline. That's corn's number one use in the United States. It's actually the number two use globally. Globally, the number one use for corn is animal feed. And so any meats that you consume, any animal proteins that you consume, including aquaculturally raised fish, that's going to use corn as well. That's corn's second largest use. If you use paper, you're looking at cornstarch, holds that together. If you drink sweetened drinks, corn syrup, those are corn's top four uses. They, you know, the little plastic cups you get at summertime picnics with the green stripe around them, they're made from corn. Consumers in the modern global economy cannot exist without corn touching their lives during the day, every day, in multiple spots. And
Gilberti maintains that ETNs that focus on agricultural commodities should be included in a diversified portfolio. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.